Hi, this is Alana Carter, the founder and CEO of Renaissance Writing LLC. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about some do's and don'ts for fiction writing. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Renaissance Writing LLC podcast. I truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to my tips and tricks, and I appreciate your comments and questions. If you need to leave a comment or question, you can reach me at www.renaissancewritingllc.com. Without further ado, enjoy the episode. So I decided to do this episode just based off of some things that I learned in the process of trying to complete my first fiction novel. I have a background in professional writing, but I do really enjoy creative writing. However, I wasn't trained in the way that somebody who was a creative writing major was trained. So I kind of had to learn some things through trial and error. Now, one benefit I did have was that, I did remember some of the elements from when I was in high school and I would have to write fiction, in English class. And then another benefit was that I do have a lot of friends who are actually creative writers. So they were able to offer some insight into some of my questions and some of my faux pas. So my first do before you even begin writing your novel is do brainstorm and do outline. So I guess that's two do's. You don't want to not do that. And I say that because I did do some brainstorming before I started writing this upcoming novel, but I did not outline it. So when it came time to put pen to paper, I was just kind of going with the flow, and my chapters kind of got out of whack. So I spent a good bit of time afterwards putting them all back together. So again, do brainstorm and outline. Don't not do that. And I know that's a horrible double negative, but you get the point. The next do I have is do your research. So if you are writing a historical novel like I am, or really anything, if it's, meant to be informational, you definitely want to do research. You want to make sure that your setting is appropriate, that some of the things that you're mentioning that make up the setting and make up the events were actually things that existed then. And I wouldn't not do research. So don't just write without any context, because that's how things become obviously inaccurate. And people can basically spot that a mile away, and it makes for a very poor read. So my third do is do character map. Don't just blindly write your characters. And so if you're not familiar with the term character mapping, it's basically building a biography for your character. Essentially, it's, what do they look like? Who are their people, like their parents, their spouse? What's, one of their habits, how do they speak, that kind of thing. And the cool thing is that with character mapping, you can actually Google fiction character mapping and find sheets online that you can download to use to actually construct a biography of your character. Why is this useful? Well, if you don't character map, then you're more likely to make a mistake with your character's appearance or their attitude later on down the line in your book. And I'll give you an example. I did that because at first I wasn't even thinking about character mapping. I just kind of had this idea for this person. But one of my characters' eyes were supposed to be a certain shade of green. And as I'm getting like really into the story and I'm writing and I'm writing and writing, all of a sudden her eyes end up being brown for some crazy reason. So you do want a character map. You don't want to blindly write your characters. My number four, do take your time with your book. Don't rush through writing your book. Okay, let's break that down some more. So when I say do take your time with your book, I mean really take your time crafting your book. Make sure it is coming out the way you want it to. Make sure it's reading the way that you want it to. Make sure your plot and, you know, all your action is the way that you want it to be. Why do I say that? Well, if you rush through a book simply just to get it out there, get it onto the market, you're going to not really produce the, you know, greatest product that you possibly could have produced, right? What you're going to find is that your plot is going to have a lot of holes in it. There's going to be a lot of missed opportunity for action. And it's, like I said, it's just overall not going to be your best work. So do take your time with your book. Don't rush through it. Make sure your book is a good book and it's worth what you're selling it for. My last do keep writing. Always, always, always practice your craft. Make time for writing. Make time in the morning. Make time in the evening. Do keep writing. Don't stop. Don't stop working on your project. So those are some do's and don'ts that I thought about, like I said, as I, you know, travel through my own book writing journey. I'm hoping that my novel will be out by the end of this year. I'm hoping that your projects will be out soon so I can read them. And if you do have some projects you want to tell me about, please feel free to leave me a voicemail here on the podcast page, Renaissance Writing LLC. We're over here at Anchor FM. And please let me know if you have any do's and don'ts or tips and tricks you'd like to share on the podcast. I'd like to hear from you. You can reach me at www.renaissancewritingllc.com or renaissancewritingllc@gmail.com. My name is Alana. Thank you for listening. Until the next time.